Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as a frontal system interacts with what will become a tropical storm in the northern Gulf of Mexico later this week. We're watching the situation carefully, and you can follow along on our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The search continues for 26-year-old Kelsey Nicole Starling. She's been missing since a boat crash in the Rock Creek area of Smith Lake last Thursday night. Starling works at an elementary school in Birmingham and is originally from Troy. A former Auburn University president has been approved to come back as its new interim president. Auburn trustees unanimously approved Jay Gouge to fill a position on an interim basis Monday. Gouge replaces Stephen Leith, who left in late June after about 2 years on the job. And new technology is helping Autauga County 911 cut down on the time it takes to answer emergency calls. Officials say the Alabama Next Generation Emergency Network has helped cut their call time in half. The technology is being installed across the state. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit WOWForBusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, July 28th, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
American woman.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 6 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dave Mowry out, 84 in, Baron Coleman in, Carolyn in, answering your phone calls at 272-9228, the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. We're going to take your calls. Georgia, call back. You've become one of my favorite callers, even though we did battle back in 2016. But she's actually become one of my favorite callers. But we'll get to Smooth Operator in just a second. I do want to set up kind of where we've been today. We spent most of the last hour talking about, and I've gotten two text messages now saying, what was the name of that document? You said it too fast. Pacem in Terris, Peace on Earth. It's the encyclical of Pope John the 23rd, P-A-C-E-M space I-N space T-E-R-R-I-S. Pacem as in peace, in as in on, Terris as in earth, peace on earth. So if you want to access the document, it's there. It's not terribly long. I think it's 30 pages, 35 pages, something like that. You can read it in an extended toilet visit if you want to.
eat a bunch of cheese the night before.
And then sit on the toilet. It's one of those... Well, I'm not even going to say that.
Enough.
Enough! 7 minutes after 11 o'clock. Smooth operator has dared join this program.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
I understand, Smooth. You were just here in the building recently.
I was. I hope that y'all can help me out with that little question. I had to go to some of the wiser folks I know. I go to folks, so I hate that I didn't get to see y'all. But in enjoying the show, I want to tell you a quick story. Speaking of algebra and math, was always my worst subject.
Okay.
So when our 12-year-old, I have two little ones, when the 12-year-old particularly comes in with algebra homework, I mysteriously duck as quick as possible. So yesterday we were, the three of us, the little ones and I were at, and I got us some sign language flashcards, and I was thinking to myself, you know, this, maybe I can help add to the family through this, because I've been wanting to learn that anyway. But anyway, I've been enjoying everybody's stories, and math is one of my tough ones. So, yeah, I've been calling out.
You're not the only person. I used to teach accounting at the post-high school level, accounting 1 and 2. And I would, at the beginning of every single semester, I would say, who here doesn't like math? Raise your hand if you don't like math. Every single hand went up.
No.
I said, well, congratulations. There's no math in accounting, which is mostly true. Mostly true. There are math concepts in accounting, but no, nothing you can't do with your calculator, right? No plus or minus. You don't have to think your way through anything. You think your way through the accounting concepts, but you just plus and minus on the calculator.
Well, I could use some tutoring in that as well, because accounting is not
your strong suit either. What is your strong suit, Smooth Operator? Is there a strong suit to be had?
I'm starting to wonder, people skills is what I'm going to say.
His wife. He married up.
Yeah, you did marry up.
That's his strong
suit.
There's
no doubt about that. All right, my friend.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Thanks. 2729-228, 9 minutes after 11 o'clock. I thought his phone only worked on Friday. Yeah. The damnedest thing I've ever seen.
I don't know.
Well, Smooth Operator sighting on a Tuesday? What?
Well, he did come by the studio, though.
That's true. That's probably why.
Yeah.
Cool story. Cool story. You know those two earthquakes that took place over the weekend and all the thousands of aftershocks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what one side effect nobody anticipated was? It killed off bees all over the area. Did you know earthquakes would kill bees?
How did the earthquake kill bees?
Lots of theories. Nobody knows for sure. But here's the headline. Honeybees drop dead following California earthquake. If the dwindling bee population across the U.S. wasn't enough, new footage uploaded onto social media shows thousands of bees dropping dead upon a series of earthquakes that shook California last week. Southern California hit by two earthquakes, a 6.4 magnitude quake on Thursday, 7.1 magnitude quake on Friday evening, both with an epicenter near the Mojave Desert. And all of a sudden, bees start dying all over the place. Here's the theory. There's two major theories here. One is earthquakes can disrupt electromagnetic fields temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
Bees use electromagnetic fields to navigate where they're going. And so they may have gotten lost, confused, and just, like, given up, laid down and, you know,
died. Starved to death. Basically.
Starved to death, basically.
Couldn't get back to the hive.
Second thing is, second theory, bees always eat before they leave the hive because they don't know how long they're going to be gone. They eat a nice fill. In case they get stuck out, have to attack, fight, or whatever, they need lots of energy. When the earthquake shakes, the theory is that the bees just took off because they thought somebody was messing with the hive and they didn't sit down and eat a meal first. And then they didn't come back to the hive because it kept shaking and shaking and shaking over and over for days because of the tremblers and
aftershocks
and all that. And so they just starved to death. Nobody really knows why, but it's a fascinating story.
Hmm.
Bees are fascinating to me.
They really are.
Have you seen a honeycomb before any honey's been in it, just when they built the structure?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really cool. You mess around with bees, don't
well,
you?
Well, I don't, but we have a keeper that's on our place, and I've been through the entire process with him. I rode around with him like almost an entire day.
Yeah. Fascinating.
He just talked and how you farm a queen and how you have to get the new queens out of the hive. The queens will fight and or one will leave and take half the drones with her. It is amazing.
Bees are fascinating. Bees aren't as fascinating as ants, I don't think, but they're pretty fascinating. Ants and bees really get me, both of them. And crows. Have you ever looked into crows?
Crows are...
Crows can transmit information to offspring that aren't yet born when they see something. Because crows will remember your face and never like you again if you attack them or you harass them or you shoo them or whatever. They'll remember you, and they won't like you. Nor will their offspring or their offspring's offspring like you. Somehow they transmit that down to the... And no one knows how.
Mm-hmm.
And crows can do multi-step puzzles and figure out how to get out of locked enclosures. No, you know, not like padlocked, but... You know, if you encase an enclosure and put something up against it, they can figure out how to get out of it.
Yeah, I've seen them use tools.
So yeah, they use
like
tools.
A little stick and
move stuff.
Move a handle and...
Fascinating. But I thought that was a cool story, honeybees. All right. Probably the weirdest story I ever saw. I'm a little gun-shy on courtroom drama right now. I don't know if she's a client or a friend. I got somebody I met with a couple of months ago, and she's on trial for murder right now. And their trial started yesterday. They're doing jury selection right now. I think a 1 or 2 year old in her care died. She was a foster mother, and the kid died. And sort of became a cause for the local media to demonize this woman. And I met with her, and she told me her version of the story, and we kind of went through everything. And I do bend a little pro-criminal defendant at times, just because I think the state has so many resources, and a criminal defendant, if truly innocent or just not guilty, is trying to clear his or her name, it can be very, very difficult with the amount of resources the other side has, especially when you yourself have no resources or very limited resources. But this is a case, I remember following it at the time, and it's a tragic case. There's a young girl named Michelle Carter. She's the one up in Boston who encouraged her suicidal boyfriend in a barrage of text messages to take his own life.
I remember this story.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Creepy-looking little girl. Yeah. I mean, if we're just being honest, creepy-looking little girl.
Yeah.
Has resting bitch face. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Has that always looks like a sourpuss face. And granted, she's 18, facing life in prison, all that. She was convicted of involuntary manslaughter. And her lawyers are asking the United States Supreme Court to set aside her conviction, saying it violates her right to free speech. All she did was send text messages to a suicidal boyfriend saying, well, stop whining about it and do it already.
Yeah.
One could argue she was trying reverse psychology, and it just ended terribly. But I think it's truly unprecedented. And it raises the question in my mind of, what are we allowed to say in this country anymore?
I don't know, because that's a sticky one. And
she didn't hold the gun.
I think it's immoral, but I don't think it's illegal.
Right. That's where I am. It's a horrific set of circumstances. Nobody should ever act like that. You should never taunt someone into committing suicide. But ultimately, it's... You're not the one pulling the trigger. But it raises the question in my mind of, what are we allowed to say in this country anymore? What is free speech? What's actionable speech? If I criticize your position on a political issue, say you're shilling for big oil, right? You're shilling for big oil. And I call you a big oil whore, a prostitute for big oil. Is there anybody stupid enough in this country to think I'm talking about your sex life? Well, I think there's 2 people, maybe 3 or 4 people stupid enough. But outside of that group of dumbasses, is there anybody stupid enough in this country to think I'm talking about your sex life? If I call you a big oil whore, say you're out there shilling for big oil in the Gulf of Mexico, and you want drilling right in the middle of the Gulf Beach hangout, right where 59 dead ends into the Beach Boulevard there. And you want to put a big oil derrick right there in the middle of where
big
they hang.
Big pipe going right across the beach.
Yeah, right there. And you think that's the way to, and I call you a big oil whore. Is there anybody stupid enough in this entire world to think I'm commenting on your sex life? Or am I commenting on your position for shilling for somebody? When I call you a globalist corporatist whore, because you shill for Goldman Sachs or you sell out the American worker in bad trade deals, and I call you a globalist corporatist whore. Is there anybody stupid enough in this entire audience, in this entire state, in this entire country or world to think I'm talking about your sex life?
I would sure hope not.
Believe it or not, there are people that dumbass. Believe it or not. Or there are people that scared of what's being said on this microphone, they'll do, say, and take any position in order to hush me. When you're trying to hush someone, you're scared of what they're saying. Not because what they're saying is wrong, usually because what they're saying is true. Our number 272-9228, if you want to get in.
And you know, that's something to think about with Trump. He's not trying to shut people up. He lets them say what they want to say, and he just refutes it. He says, wrong,
wrong. We'll be back.
Wrong.
The mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Riverwalk Stadium. The uniforms, the fireworks, the food, and what really makes Montgomery Biscuits baseball the best? The fans. The Biscuits have been baking up some fun and invite you to join them all season long.
The Biscuits have added some sizzle at the ballpark in 2019 for the Year of Bacon. Each night is topped with new bacon-themed food items, including bacon on a stick, bacon-wrapped hot dogs, and of course, bacon biscuits. For ticket information, check out BiscuitsBaseball.com or call 323-BALL. Bake 'em.
This is Zach with Bry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Of life, the tomahawk and the bow and knife took away our native tongue.
A friend of mine's father, he's dead now, but his dad's still quite alive, is the guitarist on this song.
English to our young.
Freddie Weller.
member of Paul Revere and the Raiders.
I think you've told that before.
Oh, yeah. Freddie was famous. Freddie wrote a lot of songs. He was a songwriter after he stopped playing rock and roll and country music himself. And he wrote some massive country hits. He's the one that told me a long time ago, don't worry about singing and dancing. Write the songs.
Write them. Yeah.
Write the songs. That you get that songwriting credit, you never work again.
No.
Never work again.
I got a family member that was in, and he got in big with Eddie Money.
Yeah.
Was a big, just a good best friend of his up in
get
in
you a songwriting credit on an Eddie Money greatest hits. You'll be fine.
Every album that Eddie, even, he wrote Just You and I, the Crystal Gayle and
Eddie. Yeah, oh, how about that?
He wrote that one. But every other album, it would be some crap song. I mean, just absolutely sucked. He'd put it on the album.
Yeah.
And that's it. And if you notice back in the day when we had albums, actually, the you know, there would always be that one song that was like, this is terrible. What's it doing on here? Somebody's friend.
Somebody's buddy.
Yep.
It's better than paying them. Guys, Alabama Home Mortgage, I forgot to tell you during the second hour, generous sponsors of the third hour of this, of the second hour of this program. And just want you guys to be aware of what a great job they do, what a great service they do. I had somebody contact me just the other day and say thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting me in touch with Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage. She changed their financial career. Basically stopped the woman from having to get a second job. Because she was able to free up hundreds of dollars a month in capital on a monthly basis. So go to Alabama Home Mortgage. Reward her with your business. She's absolutely fantastic, and I cannot recommend her highly enough. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. I trust her implicitly. She will never do you wrong, I promise. She's an honest broker, an honest, honest person. And she cuts the middleman right out, so she offers great rates and great deals for everybody. 567-4223, 567-4223, Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, NMLS number 1586368. She's at Equal Housing Lender. Steve, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
Did you happen to see where the Dallas police officers were suspended for posting on their Facebook pages about a protest march or assembly or whatever they had in Dallas? And evidently the comments were perceived to be bigoted or some type of negative towards the group, and they were suspended. This wasn't on departmental computers. This was on their private stuff and on their own private Facebook pages. What do you feel about that?
Law enforcement officer? Is that what you said?
Yeah. And see, that's where it gets sticky. I mean, I think when you take a job like being a police officer or teacher, you've got to realize that you have to even publicly conduct yourself in a different manner than if you're just Joe Blow citizen. You know, if you're Clay or Carolyn or Baron, you know, I mean, we can pretty much do what we want because, you know, we're not bound by, you know, you may even have like a code of ethics that you sign in certain jobs that you know, that could be deemed to, you know, have violated. That's a tricky one there.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, a police officer, you're never really not a police officer.
Right.
And you remember that, Steve. You were in law enforcement a long time. You're always representing the city. You're always available to spring into action at a moment's notice. And so that's tough. It's just like, you know, when they tell soldiers and sailors and airmen and everybody else that in Marines, you can't engage in politics in uniform. You know, it's just tough.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, the union is involved, and I'm sure there will be some litigation over it. But I just wonder where we're going to go with this, and you know, whether it's going to be nurses, whether it's going to be, you know, and who decides what's objectable.
I agree with you. I mean, I agree. It's terrifying.
It's interesting.
Well, Steve, let me ask you. You're a seasoned, intelligent man. If I comment on somebody who wants to put an oil derrick on the beach in Gulf Shores, and I call them a big oil whore, what do you take that to mean? Am I commenting on their sex life in any capacity?
No.
What am I commenting on, Steve?
You're commenting on not their sex life, not anything personal, but
I'm not talking about their morality.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, well, it's unfortunate other people aren't as smart as you are, Steve.
Well, I listen to this show, so that's where, you know, I get my
aha. Uh-huh.
There you go.
Doesn't work for everybody.
Doesn't work for everybody.
It worked for old Steve, though.
Steve, we appreciate it, my friend. Thank you. 272-9228. Jason.
Hey, good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Doing well, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Hey, I don't think the question is, what can you not say? Because you really can say anything you want. The question is, can you accept the consequences of what you say?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So prior restraint, you're right. The Supreme Court has largely ruled prior restraint is an unavailable equitable remedy. So you can't restrain from someone from speaking before. But there are consequences that follow. And the question right. we have is, the question I have is, what are the consequences? And are we as a society okay with the new level of consequences that are taking place?
I think it's just like you just said a minute ago when you're talking about police officers and teachers. I think it's contextual. Like you gotta. It's more of a case by case. And so if you're talking about police officers, they represent the city, and so they're kind of tied into the politics of it. And so although on their own they might be able to say whatever they want, once the mayor gets wind of it, and the mayor doesn't want to look bad, the mayor has to do something, which might be put them on desk duty or suspend them or fire them or whatever the case may be. So, but as a city employee, they're not the only ones that are exposed to that. You still have teachers, you have everybody, the lawyers, like the DA, and everybody in the kind of local government is involved in that. But if you're just talking about a normal citizen, like you guys are saying, you have more, you know, that your kind of margin of error is large. But you still have consequences for what you say, and you may not be able to foresee those consequences, but if you're a big enough person to say whatever you said and stand on it, then be a big enough person to accept the consequences.
Let me ask you this, Jason. The other story we covered earlier about the girl that encouraged the boy that she knew was suicidal to go on and just do it. Go on and end it, quit talking about it, just go on and do it. Do you think she should have the consequence of being convicted of manslaughter?
I think that, just like you guys said, that's sticky, but I do know that there are anti-bullying kind of laws. So there's been similar cases where people weren't suicidal, but people got bullied on social media or whatever, and they took their lives. And then so new legislation was created to kind of step in and kind of criminally charge people that bully them. I would see it as more like that. Not, I don't know if that's necessarily murder, but I don't think you should tell a suicidal person, kill yourself, and then be surprised that, like, there's some type of negative consequence. Like, that's just strange to me. But I don't know if it should be murder, but I know that it's similar to other things. So I don't know. But I don't think she should be able to just kind of wipe her hands up and walk away like, well, no harm, no foul. Well,
we're not talking about wiping your hands up. We're talking about conviction for manslaughter, yay or nay.
I don't know. Okay.
I'll put you down as a don't know.
That's a fair answer.
Yeah. Appreciate it. 272-9228. I don't know is always a fair answer. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's the best answer. Jackson.
Yeah, I'm actually going right off what Jason was just asking, but I guess mine's a little different because I'm trying to figure out where you draw the line on coercing somebody into killing themselves versus coercing them into actually committing murder. Like in the 70s, I think it was 71, you had Manson. He was convicted of first-degree murder and conspiracy, and all he did was tell some people to do it.
Yeah.
So where do you draw the line?
Yeah, it's a good question. I've always said Manson's the only person on death row that never actually killed anybody. It's kind of a weird place to find yourself. Is he still alive by chance? Or did he die?
Yeah, I think
he's dead.
Oh, there goes Jackson. I didn't hang up on Jackson. He left. Is Manson dead? Anyway, he was the only person on death row.
Carolyn says he's dead. He's dead.
Well, Carolyn may have just killed him. I'm not sure he's dead. We'll find out. But, you know, there are some people that are so notoriously horrific. You would never, you know, this new trend of he died in 2017. You know this new trend of naming people last names? I mean, I've got a couple in my own home that way, of my kids. No one's going to name their kid Manson.
Right.
Or Hitler. Right? There's some names that are just off limits because he's viewed widely as a monster. And the question is brainwashing these young people and telling them to go kill somebody? I don't know. Sometimes I want to kill somebody. Bud.
Good morning. How is everyone doing today?
Doing well, Bud. How are you, friend?
No complaints. You know, a funny name you never hear anybody named is Judas. When was the last time you ever a little baby Judas. Yeah.
You mean like Jesus' brother who changed his name before he wrote a book in the Bible?
Judas. Ranked right up there with Hitler as far as baby names for sure.
Well, you know what to get him for Christmas every year? 30 pieces of silver.
Oh, come on, Baron.
And a plot in the cemetery. And a rope.
Oh, my goodness. We're talking about your free speech and of course, this law spec of it. You might have it somewhere in your pile of notes, but you had a U.S. House of Representatives just last week talking about they should not be insulted, and if anybody insults them, they should be prosecuted for insulted them as an elected official.
Yeah,
did you read that by any chance?
Yeah.
I saw that story.
That's the woman who wears the Macho Man Randy Savage get up to Congress.
Hey, I wonder if you just walked up to her and said, step into a Slim Jim, dig it, if she would file a lawsuit against you.
You know, if that was the case, they would pretty much have to prosecute 7/8 of the current Democratic House, U.S. House of Representatives.
Yeah, because they all criticize Trump. You're right. It's a good point, bud. We appreciate it. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Let's see who's next. Ronnie. How are you, friend?
Everybody listens, don't they?
Hey, everybody.
Yeah. How y'all doing today?
Doing well, Ronnie. How are you, friend?
How you doing?
Yeah. Well, I miss Jack. Wish he'd come back.
Hey, you can come see him tomorrow night at Midtown Pete's Kitchen.
Well, I enjoy listening to y'all, too. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm, sure.
No, don't get me wrong. I do enjoy listening to you.
Okay.
But anyway, and I know I've asked this before, but I was for Trump.
That is true.
You was kind of a Ted Cruz kind of guy.
I was never a Cruz guy. I never was a Mr.
He was a little
guy.
Marco man.
I was little Marco with his boots.
Okay.
I loved his boots.
It was the boots, wasn't it?
It wasn't the phone party. I can assure you that. It wasn't the phone party, but it was the boots and the little Marco.
What pisses me off is all these Congress people talks about the money the taxpayers spent or Trump spent on his 4th of July parade. Well, in the last 2 years, how much money has Congress wasted on trying to get Trump for something that don't amount to a hill of beans?
Agreed. Yeah, thanks. That's a good call. Yeah, it's a good call.
Y'all have a good day.
Likewise. All right, see you, Ronnie.
272-9228. Everybody else, hang on. We'll be back with you in moments, mere moments. Cole Plumbing, that's where you can go to get a tankless water heater. Did you know that?
I saw James yesterday.
They do tankless water heaters. Stick right on the side of your wall. They provide hot, endless hot water. At a moment's notice, on demand. As soon as you hit the pipe, hot water. It's wonderful stuff. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Cole Plumbing, they can do just about anything else as well. They have proprietary pipelining technology, so you don't have to dig a hole when you call on Cole. They're number one in the number two business, and they're just doggone nice people. James Cole is a friendly face, and Cameron Cole, CC Cole, Jeanette Cole, the whole Cole family over there, working hard to make plumbing great again in the River Region. 279-8919, 279-8919. You can check them out online, coleplumbing.com. Find them on Facebook. But when you have trouble with your ball,
call Cole! Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Blowing the rays of jasmine in my
mind. What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Interesting forecast for the next few days. First, a heat advisory today with a high around 97 and a heat index above the 105 danger range. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in rather decent supply like yesterday, mainly afternoon and evening. Tonight's low 77. Tomorrow, more scattered storms, high 95. Then things get interesting as we increase the rain chances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as a frontal system interacts with what will become a tropical storm in the northern Gulf of Mexico later this week. We're watching this situation carefully, and you can follow along on our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Headphones off.
I can't stick my fingers in my ears with my headphones on, Baron.
This is from the single. The main ingredient put this song out, and the single is called The Greatest Hits. Number 272928, but it is a great hit. All right, let's do this. Oh, guess where I'm going Thursday morning?
Where are you going Thursday morning,
Mr. Barrett? Four? Dr. Four. I am going to Jenkins Tire and Auto. I'm going to drop off the old van for an oil change.
Are you getting tires?
Tires rotated and balanced. And I got to get the steering looked at. It's a little loose in the steering wheel.
They do that, too?
Oh, yeah. They do everything.
You know I'm kidding.
Oh, they do
it all.
Jenkins Tire and Auto. I texted him. I was like, hey, man, there's a little too much play in my steering wheel in the van. It seems loose, and I don't know. And I'm not a mechanic. I have no idea what could possibly cause it. He said, bring it in. I'll get you to work. Don't worry about it. I'll come get you after work if you can't find a ride. I said, perfect. I'll be there Thursday morning, 7 a.m. That's Mike Jenkins. That's Jenkins Tire and Auto. So take your car over there. He's on the corner of Perry and Jefferson, just one block off of Madison. Perry and Jefferson, just one block off of Madison. Mike Jenkins, Jenkins Tire and Auto, fantastic people. I trust them with my vehicles. You can trust them with yours, and they can do just about anything. I've got a big 12-passenger van. Have to with a big old family like ours. You know, when we got the van?
Do you know what causes that, Baron?
Yeah, and I'm damn good at it. Wink. Do we, when we got the van, we had plenty of room so that two kids didn't have to sit next to each other. Now they sit next to each other all over the van, and it's miserable. I need a 15-passenger to get another row. So I went to work on that. Anyway, Jenkins Tire and Auto, they're downtown, Perry and Jefferson. Get by there when you get a chance. Our number 272-9228 is the BathInnovations.com guest hotline, 84 Baron. Carolyn answering your phones. Jane?
Yes. I wanted to talk about the girl that convinced her boyfriend to commit suicide.
Okay.
I was not for doing anything with her until she finished what she did. He got out of the truck. He changed his mind and decided that he didn't want to kill himself.
Okay.
He got out and told her, I can't go through with it. She said, she made him get back. She convinced him to get back in the truck, that he was a coward and to go ahead and do it. At that point, I got a problem.
Okay. No, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just curious where you draw the line.
That does put a slant on it, a different slant on it.
It does, but something like maybe community service or something. She should be made to realize what people are going through and help them. Not the way she handled it. Community service, be required to spend so many hours a week at a clinic or something like that. Some kind of punishment, I think. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fair. I don't hate that. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Jane.
That's a good point.
Thanks.
Hey, you know, I'm not saying I'm
right. The child needs some freaking psychological help.
Child is a looney tune, but I just don't know if prison's the place for someone like that. Who's this? Steve.
Yeah.
How are you, friend?
Pretty good. I'm just calling in just a little bit of info for you. Charles Manson is dead. He died a couple of years ago.
Dead as a wedge, you say.
And even though he never actually killed anybody, they looked at it as a fact of, like you were saying earlier, mafia boss giving orders, go out and kill somebody. Basically, he was giving orders, and so he had responsibility. And on the second set of murders, the second night, the LaBianca murders,
yeah,
he did not like the way they performed at the Tate murders. They thought it was too sloppy. So he went with them, went inside, and tied them up. So he actually participated in that one, and up to that point, then sent them in to kill.
I was not aware of it.
Yes, indeed. Had a brilliant prosecutor, Vince Bugliosi. So, yeah, he tied all of it up very well.
I had a friend who lived in the Hollywood Hills there in the same neighborhood that the Sharon Tate murders took place. And so I drove by one night in the evening and saw the location where it happened. A creepy, eerie feeling. You know, it's a really
all those
creepy.
Back canyons and all, they're just spooky to begin with.
Yeah, up there on Mulholland and up there in the Hollywood Hills, it's a beautiful place. And it's the type of place, I don't know how big my friend's house was. It was a pretty good-sized house, but it was, I think, only a three-bedroom house. Had a nice deck in the back. They had some fruit trees. In Montgomery, Alabama, the house would go for like $250, maybe $300.
$8 million now out there.
$4 or $5 million, he said, if they wanted to sell. $4 or $5 million.
Yeah. I've got a friend that lives in San Francisco, has for years. Has worked since he left University of Alabama at the top 10 accounting firms in the United States. He owns at least four properties in Tuscaloosa. He can't afford to buy a house in San Francisco. He rents.
Yeah, that's wild.
It is. But
well, I appreciate it, my friend. You've done a good job.
Thank you. Yeah. You have a good day.
Likewise.
All right, you too, Steve.
Bringing facts to the program.
Hey, you always, always, always are going to learn something listening to News and Views, even if you're the host or co-host. You're going to learn something.
I learn something new every day. You know what I learned today? I learned I'm really excited about tomorrow night at Midtown Pizza.
I am too. I'm fired up.
Really, really excited because I found out Carolyn's going.
I took off early tomorrow.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You're going to go have a natural light?
They don't. That's the one thing
they
I got
have,
to get on.
They
VI.
Have that summer blend, or whatever, natural light
that's
with the lemonade
natural.
And
that's
strawberry
not
and whatever.
Natural light, Baron.
Oh well, what do you drink? Which flavor of natural light do you drink?
Real
the lemonade or the strawberry or the orange?
I drink the real. No, they have got a great heavy beer over there.
Genesee Cream Ale. It's phenomenal.
No, that's a little light beer in the can.
It's a little green beer.
Yeah, that's good. But no, I always get the stout over there.
Oh yeah, they have a nice rotation.
It's a beautiful stout.
16
little
beers
chocolate,
they have
little
on
coffee
stout.
Notes to it. Man, it is so good.
Look at you drinking big. Look at you, Kay. You're on the air.
Yes, just tuned in.
Okay.
Been at Vacation Bible School this morning. So.
Well, good for you. Are you helping the little children learn?
I am. I have 10 5-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And we're learning about Daniel and Queen Esther and, you know, all sorts of really good Bible characters. However, I need some help. And I hope maybe one of your listeners or more of your listeners can help me.
Well, I tell you what, you have come to the right place because I am a legend when it comes to Vacation Bible School. They still talk about when we did Jonah at the Landmark Church of Christ back in 2003, the greatest performance of all time is me.
You were Jonah or you were the whale?
No, I was a guy on the
great
boat.
Fish.
I was a guy on the boat.
Turn around, Jonah.
Well, and I'm sure you were, but actually, that's
she's trying to be nice.
But
you're so sweet, Kay.
You're not still in Vacation Bible School, Kay. You can be mean.
So I need help with some honeybees.
Oh, please tell us.
I have a place, and the honeybees have made their home here, and they are getting in a window, and the place is not open all the time, so they're getting in and they can't get out. Of course, they need water, and they're dying, and I need to have their hive relocated.
Carolyn?
You can't kill them, of course, and I wouldn't want to. They're honeybees, for goodness sake.
Are they in a hive, or they just got a natural hive?
They have a natural hive.
Okay.
Outside, outside near the roof. So
they probably have lost their queen. Or they've just peeled off from another hive, and you need to call a beekeeper.
Yeah, get in touch with, what's the guy's name down in Hope Hole?
Mike Keller? If you'll put her on hold, I can get you his phone number, and you can call him, and Mike might come catch those.
Let me do this. Carolyn's going to grab you on hold there, Kay. We're going to get somebody to get those bees out there, or at least give you a person
excellent.
To call. So hey, hang
thank
tight.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, that's good.
Hey.
That's good.
Solving problems, man.
11 minutes to the top of the hour. Catchy new tune. I love it. It's such a fun song. She's got a great line in here. She says, "You ask me what I'm doing for the rest of my life? I don't even know what I'm doing tonight." Reminds me of a job interview. I went in, they said, "What's your 10-year plan?" I said, "Mm-mm. I don't do 10-year plans." Think about what you believe in, though. Am I someone you can all live without? Because I know I don't.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in at night wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology, and ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Minutes till the top of the hour.
Baron Coleman.
Yes, sir.
Who listens?
Everybody, including beekeepers in South Montgomery County. Get a call in from a beekeeper while we're on the air.
Oh, might I say the best beekeeper.
Premier beekeeper.
He keeps bees better than anyone.
He's huge. He has huge bees. They're huge. They're not from China.
I got some of his honey in my truck out there.
I think I have some in my house. I think we buy a lot of it. Bath Innovations of Alabama, bathinnovations.com, 271-2723. If you want to get in touch with absolute fantastic human beings, absolutely fantastic human beings. Bath Innovations, they're general contractors. They can help you with anything bathroom related. All right, so if you want to reglaze a tub or reglaze a basin, you're more than welcome to do that. And if you want to completely tear out your shower and put a new one completely in, you can do that as well. Bath Innovations can handle just about... Oh, I had your mic on. I'm sorry, Kim. Bath Innovations can handle just about anything in the world you want to get taken care of. And so give them a call, 271-2723, or check them out in person. Go by the East Boulevard showroom location. It's on the opposite side of East Boulevard from Home Depot. We can have a big time reminiscing about your ugly bathroom that's now gorgeous. That's what we can do.
And don't fall for my cousin lays tile on the side.
No. Your cousin laying tile will ruin your house. Okay. So just if it's not Bath Innovations of Alabama, make sure it's a pro. But the easiest thing to do is contact Bath Innovations of Alabama and have them do it.
Yeah.
Bumper.
Yes.
Are you bumper or thumper?
Thumper.
Oh, no. My bad. I don't hear real well.
Nah. I'm just calling in because I don't know if everybody's aware of it.
Everybody? Well, if they're listening, everybody listens, so they will be aware as soon as you say it.
Right. Anyway, because I'm just taking a lunch break, so I haven't heard your whole show. But anyway, Bradley Byrne is going to vote for the H.R. 1044 bill before the House in D.C. He's going to vote yes. That means 300,000 H-1B Indian applicants will be awarded their cards. That means that's going to take a lot of IT jobs away from us middle-class Americans. So everybody needs to call Bradley Byrne's office and tell him to vote no.
Who are you supporting for United States Senate?
Who am I what?
Who are you supporting for United States Senate? You sound like you're knowledgeable on these things. Who should I back in the United States Senate race?
Not sure, but I'm probably leaning toward the Auburn guy.
Oh, Tuberville.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wingnut. Yeah. You could do worse than him.
Yeah.
Right. That's all right.
Appreciate it, my friend.
Boy, right.
Thanks.
Definitely.
First time caller calls out of nowhere to criticize Bradley Byrne on an obscure
HB
obscure house vote.
I'm trying to understand these.
Just maybe Tubbs. I don't know. Maybe
these Indians. They're coming into America and they're like somebody's at a job. And they're like punch the person, and, like throw them out in the streets. Like my job now. Is that how it works?
That's what I'd do.
Okay.
Something like that.
Or is it that companies want to hire qualified people from all around the world? I don't know.
Yeah.
Might be something to that.
Yeah.
Hi, by the way.
How are you doing?
I'm great. There's a lot I could say, but I'm fantastic.
You look like you're glowing, Joey.
Yeah, I feel that way.
Doesn't he look like
I'm
he's
not
glowing?
Pregnant or anything, but, you know, I'm feeling
good. Does he have a baby bump?
I hope not. No,
did you say yes to the dress?
I ate a lot of hamburgers and hot dogs over the 4th of July weekend. That's the bump.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I love the energy I've brought into the room, though. It's, like, real quiet.
We're waiting on you to entertain us. I mean, it's the Joey Clark Radio Hour host. What am I doing on the phone the same way?
Well, I mean, last night I was a little far afield. I was like, oh, my Lord. Am I really talking about the novel Lolita and Jeffrey Epstein and all this for 30 minutes? Then, you know, it seemed like the thing to talk about.
Okay.
No, I hope the guy fries.
Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah.
Do you hope he sells everyone else out on the way?
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts, you know, to a degree, it depends on what the people did alongside him. But, I mean, that's one of the type of crimes that's just so, I mean, it's up there with murder. That's what I said last time, right? Murder and rape. It changes somebody's life forever. And, yeah, I hope he is brought to justice. I mean, in that secret plea deal, I don't know. But, I mean, he's got to be proven guilty. You know, he's innocent until proven guilty. And we do all have the proclivity of somebody's rich and powerful assuming the worst about them. So sometimes it's not true. But I think there's a lot of smoke here.
Okay. Fair enough. Do you think any former presidents will be pulled down with this?
Yeah.
Former secretaries of state?
Well, as Michael Malice said, though, one of them's married to a lawyer. One's got a child rapist off. So, you know. Good old Rodham.
You think she got a child rapist on?
She helped defend one.
Well, that is true.
Yeah.
That is true. I just don't know if she got
it's
him off.
Michael Malice is a troll. It's a kind of just, you know, ribbon. Like, hey, yeah. Hillary, let me poke you.
Epstein is Epstein's toast.
Yeah.
Whether or not he lives to see a trial is another story.
Mm-hmm.
I have a prediction he will die.
He's a little depressed these days, I hear.
Yeah. Two shots to the back of the head in a padlocked, duffel bag?
Duffel bag, and he's probably going to throw himself off the bridge.
After he does all that.
Right.
That would be my guess. That's how he's going to commit suicide.
He won't do it. Tyler Durden will.
Joey, I'm going to turn these airwaves over to you and Dan Morris, 84. I appreciate you coming by.
Sure thing, man.
Carolyn, as always, thank you for coming in and classing up the joint.
And Dave 330 will be back tomorrow.
He'll be back tomorrow for more award-winning radio, highly rated award-winning radio.